Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I am blessed to be here with all of you. And I just want you to know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is coming back again. He's coming back soon. And when he comes back, we all want to be ready for his return. And folks, the whole world lies in wickedness, and we have all sinned and come short of the glory. And we need to repent, all of us. We need to turn away from our sins and our iniquities and our transgressions. And we need to give our hearts, our minds, and our soul, and our spirit to the Most High God. We are living in perilous times. We are living in the last days. We are living in a time when iniquity is rampant. Iniquity is in the highest level of society and in the lowest level of society. The scripture tells us in Isaiah that in the last days, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And you and I are experiencing this darkness. You and I are experiencing this really gross darkness. The sins of humanity has caused the earth to become dark. Dark meaning that the eyes of humanity has been blinded. Blinded from the truth, blinded against the word of God and against the light who is Christ in us. But Jesus Christ tells us, he said that we are to be the light shining in the darkness. And he said if the light is put under a bushel, how is the light supposed to shine? We are to put ourselves out there and speak the truth. Speak the truth. The truth is the word of God. We are to just give it, you know, fully, without reservation. Just speak without have to worry about who think what. Because we are living in a time that the disciples, the apostles, lived in. We're living in a time where the prophets of old lived in, where iniquity is abound, where iniquity is rampant, where iniquity is just, they call darkness light and they call light darkness, and they have called good evil and evil good. We are living in a time where we are in serious trouble, folks. We are in serious trouble, and the enemy, Lucifer and his band of rebel angels and his rebel children here on earth are roaring. They are a roaring lion. They're seeking whom he may devour. Now, I just want to say that the war against the children of God, I mean, listen, Satan's kingdom is divided as it is. His children upon this earth are fighting against each other for power. And it's like everybody's asking me, oh, are you going to vote? Are you going to vote? Who are you going to vote for? I'm like, here we go again. I mean, these presidents are running the same race. It's like the Lord showed me the race that these presidents run. It's like a relay race. They run against each other, and they each took the baton that the first one carried, and they continue the race, but the agenda is the same. The agenda is the same, folks. It's to destroy. is to cause havoc upon this world. Do you notice that every single president, and like I said, this is the war that is being fought against humanity, but most importantly, against the children of the living God. Against humanity, because Satan doesn't care if, you know, many people think that they belong to, you hear the Church of Lucifer, you hear people are actually involved in witchcraft and necromancy, and believe it or not, do you think the governments of this world and some of the religious organizations, do you think they're not actually involved in witchcraft and necromancy and demonism? They are in the highest form of witchcraft and necromancy and demonism. Why do you think the nations of the world are so wicked? Because it's coming from the top, and our eyes are so blinded. Like I'm just going to repeat myself. Isaiah said, "Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." The eyes of the people are blinded. They have the blind leading the blind, and Lucifer and his band of angels are warring. They're each warring against each other. The children of the wicked one are warring against each other for power. And if a kingdom is divided against its kingdom, it cannot stand. And so it's a battle for survival. And they, in turn, they all, these different factions of the children of darkness, are warring against each other for power and supremacy. But in turn, they in turn are warring against the children of light, who you and I are the children of light. And they hate us because we are the ones that show up their darkness, their dark side. We are the ones when our light, our holiness, the righteousness of God in us is being shown or illuminated. They hate that because it shows that they themselves are wicked and evil, and they do not want any reminders as to who they are. They want to keep, in their lives. If you read Jude, that Jesus, the Bible said in Jude, I haven't read Jude in a long time, but I remember reading in Jude, I have to refresh my memory. It said that that Jesus Christ, that the Lord will have to come back from heaven, come down to convince all them that are wicked, all them that are unholy. He would have to come down to convince them, of their wickedness. He will have to literally convince them that you are wicked, you are evil, because these people don't think they're evil. So the war that is raging against humanity, the fallen angels, and the children of the wicked one are raging against the children of light. And how are they fighting? How is the war being fought? Well, it's being fought in so many different ways. It's being fought. It came down. It started in heaven, and it came down here on earth. And it started with jealousy and pride and rebellion. And there's nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which has been. And there is nothing new under the sun. The scriptures say, can anyone look and say, here, this is new, or there, this is new, for it has been already. So how are they warring against us? They are warring against us through literal war. That's why they build all these nuclear wars, nuclear technologies and bombs and guns and oh God, grenades and I can't even, I'm not a war person, and I don't know all the technology they use, but when they go and fight these wars, they have all these war planes and man-o-war ships, and they have all these technologies that they use, and all these chemical and nuclear weapons that they use against each other, against their brothers and sisters, against just humanity. And they just go around just murdering, just killing in the name of peace, where they themselves are the haters of peace. They don't want peace, so they go wrong in the name of peace. In the name of helping out the country or the citizen, but they go and they just murder, they just kill without mercy. And every single president, the United States has been founded on blood in the first place. The United States have been founded on blood, on war, on hatred, on greed, on jealousy. The United States have been founded on just brutal, brutal death and destruction. I know that it's been said the United States is a Christian nation. A lot of pilgrims came over from Europe, you know, to get away from their wicked leaders, and so it is. And so, but the United States have been founded on just death and destruction. Look at, and that's why I don't celebrate Columbus Day, because Columbus came over here and he murdered the Indians, you know, and they rape and pillage and murder and just kill, 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 kill. And the Indians were put in a small corner of America and forgotten, and they just took whatever they wanted and they just continue on. And then that wasn't enough. They went over to Africa and they bring over all the slaves that they can get, that they can round up, worse than cows, worse than cattle. And they brought them, they packed them like sardines on ships, and they brought them over here and all over the world for them to work like oxen, like literally like oxen. And they treat them worse than dogs. And and many of these African slaves died in the ships, and because they packed them like sardines, and they faces on themselves and peed on themselves, and babies were ripped from their mother's arms and threw to alligator and just raped and just violence. America's been founded on violence, and I really don't care who is upset at this, because it's the truth. You know, I love America because it's in the sense of, you know, it's a melting pot for all different type of people, and you get to meet all different type of people, and there are a lot of good people. But then there is a lot of evil people, especially the leaders. And so it's been founded, and then the black people were here, and then they found themselves, you know, still in a war because they're still being hated, they're still being treated as worse than animals. And so we are in dark waters. And so they have, the United States of America have always, when a new president goes there, they have to sacrifice. They have to offer sacrifice unto Lucifer, the god of this world, because he said he took Yeshua up on a high place, and one of Yeshua's temptations is that he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, you see all of this? It has been given over into my hand. So all the kingdoms of the world, Russia, North Korea, South Korea, America, England, all these, the Caribbean, every country, he said, all these, you know, all these kingdoms of this world, he showed Yeshua in a moment of time. He showed him all, everything. He said, all of this have been given over into my hand. And you know what he said? He said, and I gave it to whomever I will, if they bow down and worship me. So he gave this the power to rule and to run these countries. He gave them the power. And he said, only under one condition. They have to bow down and worship me. They have to do whatever I tell them to do. Whatever I need, whatever I desire, they have to give it to me. And what did Lucifer do? He imitates everything that our Heavenly Father do, but for the opposite. Yeshua is light, Lucifer is darkness. Yeshua is the tree of life, Lucifer is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of death. And what happens with the American presidents? Every one of them take office, they have to sacrifice hundreds and sometimes thousands of souls in order for them to have power. If you notice, every one of them go there, they fight a war or they do something in order to accumulate souls for Satan. Sacrifice. Yeshua was the sacrifice for the children of God, for us, for those of us who accept him as Lord and Savior. He's our sacrifice. But see, Lucifer, he wants sacrifice too. Lucifer, Yeshua died that we might live. So Lucifer wants sacrifice. So he demands sacrifice from every president, every leader around the world. And so America go out and they fight and murder and kill all these innocent people around the world. But this time, this war on humanity, this sacrifice took on a different type of face. What we are facing here with this COVID pandemic, what we are facing here in the United States, I believe that Trump took on a different type, he inherited a different type of war, a different type of sacrifice, where he literally allowed all these infected COVID people into the United States at the beginning of the year, when he could have literally shut the borders, when he could have done something. He allowed thousands of people to die with this disease. He allowed it. He walk around and act as if he doesn't even care. Now he's sick. So I don't even want to talk about him being sick, because he brought it upon himself, but he allows so many people to be infected by not taking it seriously. And this is a serious war. So the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he used different forms of war techniques. He used war by, invading other people's country and using technology and nuclear and chemical warfare. And then now it's a disease. And it's not just America, but it's worldwide. And he's literally laughing at the ignorance and the stupidity of humanity. And he hates us. And, these powerful beings, these powerful rulers of this world, including religion, including the Catholic Church, is the head of the mother of all harlot. And then we have these wicked nations that are ruling and running the nations with an iron fist. I mean, America is, Trump, like, he wants America to want to rule America with iron fist. I know Russia and China and North Korea. Sorry, I'm trying to sneeze. They rule their people with iron fists. They literally murder and slaughter and cause their citizens to literally bow down to them. These are the children of the Nephilim. These are the children. Adam are children of the wicked one. Yeshua said there are two set of people upon this earth. He said that he planted a garden, and there was the children, there was the wheat and the tares. The wheat, he told the angels, are the children of the living God, and the wheat are the children of the living God, and the tares are the children of the wicked one, the children of Lucifer, the children of Satan. And he said to the angel, let them grow together until the end of the world, until the end of the harvest. The end of the harvest is the end of the world. He said, and then I will send the reapers, which are the angels of God, to separate the wheat from the tares. So you see, only the angels of God can detect who they are, who the wheat are and who the tares are. But if you and I are the children of the living God, we can also detect who they are. The Bible said that they are known by their works. And when you see wickedness, when you see things happening, and a country or a nation or the leaders or individuals that they are allowing and they are aiding and abetting evil and wickedness and perversion and abominable things to happen, and they call it good, but God calls it evil, you know that they are the children of darkness. You know that they are the children of the wicked one. When they call evil good and they call good evil, you know who they are. And I know that I don't have a lot of people on my side, but that's okay. Yeshua didn't have a lot of people on his side either. The apostles didn't have a lot of people on their side either. Many of them were martyred. Many of them were hanged. Many of them were sawed in two. Many of them were stoned to death for the truth. The Bible tells us that the truth is narrow, and it's straight, and you cannot add to it, and you cannot take away from it. He said, "The road to life is a straight gate, and few there be that find it. And the road to hell and death is wide and broad, and many are going to walk straight into hell, because the road to hell leads to many paths and many directions." So I'm just encouraging each and every one of you to be vigilant, to be sober, to be watchful, because our adversary, the devil, he is roaming about and walking about. He's seeking and searching whom he may devour, and he's looking to devour souls and flesh and lives and livelihood. He's seeking to devour your health, your peace of mind, your faith, your soul, your spirit, every and anything that he can get his slimy hands on. Folks, this war is real. We are only here for a short period of time. We are not here to turn stone. We are only here for a short period of time. And while we are here, we better do the will of God. We better walk in his path, straight and narrow path. And what we do, if we are seeking God and walking in his ways, we need to do it with all our heart, soul, and mind, with everything that we are, that we have. We need to do it hard. We need to put our everything into our faith. I know it's very hard. Right now it's so hard for me. It's still recovering from this thyroid ordeal, still recovering, still struggling with my voice and with my neck. But I'm not going to let this keep me down. Still struggling with this COVID. Can't even get to to do the things that we are normal, that it is normal as a society. Can't get to travel as you will. And things are not the same. Things are not as it is, folks. Things have changed a lot over the past year. And we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but before we hit our feet, hit the floor in the morning, we must put on the full armor of God. Get dressed before you leave the bed. By dressing ourselves in the full armor of God, so that we can withstand the wiles of the devil throughout our day, so that we can counteract the battles, the plagues, and the pestilence that walk on by noonday and by night. We need to dispel the darkness with the light of Christ who is in us, and we need to just focus and praying for each other, and praying and for the Lord God to come back soon so that he can take us out of here. Satan hates us, and he will work anything that he can do to get us to slip up, to get us to lose hope, to get us to lose faith, to get us to sin. I know I had a dream, and in that dream, there is a voice, and the voice said to me, Satan wants to destroy you. And I said, Satan can't destroy me because he have no power over me. And the power that the enemy have over us is sin in our lives. When we have sins in our life, there's a door that opens and allows the enemy to come in and to tempt us and to taunt us and to get us to sin. But we must not fail. We need to pray for each other. Pray for brutal season. The wicked ones, the wicked out there, these wicked and different religions that hate each other, they are nonstop in their prayers. They go out of the way to do wickedness, and we have to go out of our way to pray and to praise God and to do His will. Because today we are here and tomorrow we are no more. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know if we are going to open our eyes tomorrow. We know that there are times, you know, when there are storms or hurricane and tornado, whatever it is, some people go to sleep. And things happen during the night. They wake up and the entire city is flattened by a tornado or a hurricane, and people die while they sleep, and we don't know what's going to happen. And this is why before we go to bed at night, we have to just ask the Lord God to send His angels to watch over us, to bear us up, to protect us, lest we dash our foot against a stone, to keep us safe during the night. And we just have to say, Lord, if I die before I wake, please, you know, forgive me for my sins. You need to pray and cleanse yourself before you sleep, before you head out in the day. And just ask God to protect us and to keep us safe. Welcome. Area code 708. I don't know who you are, but thank you for joining. And my voice is going once I start talking. But just continue to pray for me, for my voice to be strengthened. And I thank God so much. I thank my Heavenly Father for bringing me this far. I went through a lot in the past, from February up to this day, and I'm still going through. So I just give God the glory and I just praise Him. Father, I thank You for bringing me through this far and for healing me, healing my body, and healing my voice, and just for healing me and for watching over me and for securing me and literally bringing me through this dark period of my life. So I thank You, Lord. Father, I thank You for everyone that have been praying for me and everyone that are still praying for me. And I pray that God would meet your needs and that God will watch over you and your family. And I pray for every single one of you. I don't know who you are, but I always do pray and ask the Lord to meet the needs of the people out there who have needs and who may not have people to pray for them. The Lord sees, and His eyes are always looking and searching and His eyes are over His children, whether you know it or not. And just thank you all so much for supporting, to listening, and I have a good night. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow, please God. Good night.